Ask Anything Just Dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, my goodness. Gardner Goldsmith is with us. Say that again.
And Gar.
All right. Very good.
Thank you, my friend.
I always have trouble when someone joins in the middle of the show remembering to turn
get everything all set up. And, well, thanks for letting me chime in here.
Well, we're always glad to have you. You emailed me today saying you could come out for 2 hours, and you said you wanted to. I mean, you're the one that has to drive the hour and a half to get here, so...
It's worth it, man. So, and it gets my blood charged up when I get behind pinheads going like 20 miles under the speed limit on the state governed roads.
Oh, you're taking 101.
You got that road right, my friend.
Well, let's not talk about the local roads, and let's move on because we've got people on the line here. But by the way, I want to tell you to visit Gardner's website at libertyconspiracy.com. It's been a couple weeks since he's been on the show. And, of course, it's always good to have you in the studio, adding your intellectual might to the discussion as we continue here and talk to, I believe, Dan is on the line in New Jersey on the AMP line. Hello, Dan. You're on with Ian, Gardner, and Mark.
Hey, guys.
Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Earlier you guys were talking about home security, and I just tuned in like maybe 30 minutes ago, so you might have covered what I'm going to suggest, but I'll tell you what it is anyway. I was thinking about a system of surveillance cameras in your home and around the property. And essentially these cameras, the feed from these cameras could be encrypted and go via computer to the internet, and you could pay for offshore server space where the files from the video feed could be saved. Basically, if you had any kind of an issue with security, whether it be police or other intruders or thieves, you could, your attorney could access that video feed. You could give him the encryption key or what have you, and he could access that feed to use that as evidence in your defense.
Sounds like you put some thought into this.
Yeah, I did. I don't know. I just thought of it as you guys were talking about home surveillance.
It's the whole offshore encrypted thing. I imagine if you can just get it away from the police officers just briefly, you'll be in pretty good shape. I'm not saying that you shouldn't take these added steps, but at some point or another, it becomes
diminishing returns.
Yeah, I don't know how much more you need to pay for the encryption. I imagine you don't have to pay much more. Offshore storage of the video, well, that's just easy as going to Pirate Bay, from what I understand. But
things like this are going
to
become more.
Yeah, basically. I mean, it may sound excessive, maybe if you're, and I know you guys are familiar with technology, but maybe someone else, an offshore server might sound, kind of far-fetched, like an offshore bank account. But really, just as easy as any other service you can purchase on the internet.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, actually, because if the company it gets targeted, then the police could just go raid their server operation here in America. But if they're doing it from Sweden or something like that, then they're that much more insulated and safe. So if you're talking about, I could see, Mark, that if it was just you that was sort of offloading your video to some other server, then it wouldn't really matter which server you picked. But if it was a company that was doing multiple accounts, bringing different video feeds in, then yeah, it would make a lot of financial sense to not put the server machines at risk from confiscation from the police.
So besides, if you ever had a problem, you could go visit Sweden or Finland or one of those other Scandinavian countries, and all those girls are so hot.
This is what I hear.
That's right. Here in America, they just throw themselves at you.
That's right.
Hey, any other thoughts, Dan?
No, well, on that note, maybe we could put the server in Brazil, because that's kind of more my flavor.
There you go. Well, if you're the one creating the company, it's your choice, and I thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. This, Gard, the discussion you missed last hour was we're talking about what maybe the marketplace could provide as far as protection services from government. I mean, we've talked about how we would like to see the marketplace take over the realm of protection. I know, Mark, maybe not so much, but we, those of us who are into consensual and voluntary interaction, have talked about these things, about creating competing organizations to the government monopoly protection service, and hopefully being able to not get shut down right off the bat and be able to provide some personal protection services. But what about protection from the government? Well, as Mark pointed out, odds odds are good that particular agency is going to get targeted for some sort of retaliation, right. Especially Absolutely. If they're doing physical protection. But what about some other areas of protection that we could get, these companies could get involved in, like, you know, paid activists, instead of having to cross your fingers and hope that activists are going to show up to defend you and show up at court trials and, you know, picket the prosecutor's house, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. These people would be paid and they'd be contracted to show up and come to your aid. And we're talking about what are some of the different ways that, you know, the marketplace might innovate that that we might be able to see them help protect us from government attack. And, of course, you know, picketing prosecutors' houses, police officers' houses, all the government bureaucrats that were involved in taking away that person's freedom, making their lives a living hell in whatever ways they possibly could, you know, following them around, stuff like that. That could be.
Well, then you're gonna get harassment.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, obviously, through the years in the United States, going all the way back to some of the very dangerous radical elements of the anarchists in the early 1900s in the United States, who weren't really anarchists, they were actually socialists and hardcore unionists. But there have been different pockets of people in the United States who have tried to oppose whatever the establishment is that they're trying to bring down. Whether they wanted to replace it with their own establishment is mm-hmm. a different matter. But we who believe in the freedom movement, I think, can take some notes from them. One of the things you got to watch out for, of course, would be the already existing government regulations against things that have been used against people, such as those who protested abortion clinics and things like that. They've tried to use they tried to use these particular statutes against these guys, saying that you're using strong arm mafia tactics.
Sure.
And so if we're going to be chasing people around, that's one thing. But you're right. I think what it comes down to is it all comes down to human ingenuity. And if we can take examples from some of these people in the past and avoid some of the legal problems that other people have run into, whether we see that their endeavors were designed for good or evil, it would be great. I love the idea of trying to skirt around things. Look at what we're doing in New Hampshire here. You've got the porcupines who've moved in here establishing their own emergency hotline with each other.
That's a great example of a real life protection sort of service that does exist. I mean, it's not going to result in people showing up within minutes at your house, or you if you're pulled over on the side of the road. It's not going to necessarily guarantee anything, but it is a great example of what innovation and the brainstorming of having these different activists hanging around one another, throwing bouncing ideas off of one another can result in. Yeah. And maybe in the very, very initial stages of what we might see expand out into the future. And I think it's a really exciting activist opportunity for those people that are interested in getting in the government's face and doing that sort of agitation-style activism, and possibly a way for them to get paid to do it. Because I could tell you, if there was such a system out there like that, and they were offering that kind of service, I would be somebody who'd be an initial client for something like that.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. There's so many ways that if you look at encryption, there is obviously a market for that. There's obviously a market for offshore bank accounts. So why not a market for onshore protesting, onshore resistance to government? Great, great thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. So if somebody can figure out a way to monetize that, I think they should pick up that ball and run with it. Yeah. Of course, it will really take an interesting entrepreneur because the person who it is, and this is one of the trickiest parts with being a competitor to the government system, is that, and I'm not just talking about in protection services, I mean banking, and, you know, whatever else the government has a monopoly over, trying to compete with them, you know, and especially in the realm of protection, you know you're going to get targeted. You know they're going to come after you. So the person, whoever it is that's going to be the investor here, or different people, I suppose, the investors in these cases are going to have to be aware of that. And they're going to have some real brass balls in order to go into a business like this, because their assets, their money's going to be on the line, and their freedom may also be on the line for running a company like this. They will pass new laws. Like if these activists that are running these companies start to really get on the government's nerves, and that won't take long, they'll start passing new laws that'll try to restrict their activities and make it so they can throw as many of them in jail cells as possible, which is where I think that things like the fund that we were talking about last hour, which will support non-cooperative activists, will support civil disobedience activists financially to do their activism. That's in the works right now. So that's another real-life thing that's happening.
That's a brilliant idea. Yeah.
I'm thinking that, if we both signed up for the service, that your premiums would be a lot higher than mine.
Probably so. More on the way. You can take control. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's fine with me. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm. Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars. Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95. And receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We bring up anything. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are free. So enjoy those on us. And they include the wiki, over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. That's W-I-K-I's .freetalklive.com. And it is like the listener editable version of our website. It's a lot of fun. Wiki.freetalklive.com.
If you're thinking about starting a business, here's a word to the wise. IncorporatedLegalZoom.com. Incorporation can help protect you against frivolous lawsuits that could wipe you out. LegalZoom.com is both fast and easy. I've done it. It is. I did a will there. If you haven't done a will for you and your family, you need to, because if you get hit by a car tomorrow, where's your money going? If you don't have a will, I know where it's going. It's going into probate court, in the pockets of lawyers, and into the government's coffers. It's not going to go to your family. It's not going to go to your wife. It's not going to go to your kid. Nice. Make a will. LegalZoom.com.
800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We continue with your calls, and we'll talk to Andrew in New Hampshire on the AMP line. Hello, Andrew.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was listening to you earlier in the show about 9/11, some of the conspiracy theory things you're talking about briefly, and I came up with a theory that may sort of explain why it is that people that believe in conspiracy theories are almost always believe in the inherent worth of government, whereas free marketeer people are almost never conspiracy theorists.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this is something that Gard may have some input on. So there's this theory in political science called the ideals versus institutions gap. And that's basically the idea that people are motivated to create political change because they believe that their institutions, usually in this case government, need to meet some ideals. And the institutions aren't meeting the ideals, so they have to do something to change the institutions so that they reflect the ideals that they believe in. And sort of the theory that I expanded on is that simply if you're someone who does not believe in the inherent worth of government, you're not going to come up with conspiracy theories to kind of justify why the system isn't working the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, I would take I think that's very valid what you say. I have a slight, slightly different vector from which I would depart from that and just say along those lines, really, but moving off and sort of going parallel is, and probably just phrasing it a different way, is that we don't think that government does anything efficiently. A government usually screws things up. And, you know, to put it in very blunt terms, in regular nomenclature, it just how could government, which can't do virtually anything correctly, uphold some sort of conspiracy? Usually the degradation of a constitutional republic, I believe, comes from other systemic sources, being, for example, the feedback mechanism of being able to get government to do things for you. The increase in government power, I think, comes from people just generally looking, having this sort of bipolar problem, which is that they look to other figures to help their lives. They look to the central figure. The media has a very easy time getting information from one figure in Washington, D.C. It's much more simple for that. So I think you're right. I think generally we who are individualists, we who believe in individual liberty and promote it, tend to espouse the strength of the individual over the government being able to do things properly.
Right.
And that leads to, I think, the same conclusion.
Well, yeah, and I think that we understand what the root of the problem is. Yeah, and the root is the coercion. The root of the government, all of government's problems stem from coercion. Whenever you use force on somebody or threaten the use of force on somebody, you end up getting unintended consequences. And, of course, because the government has the use of coercion, it doesn't have market competition in most of the areas in what services it does provide.
Yeah.
So it's not motivated to do anything in any decent amount of time or within budget or anything like that. And so the coercive factor is the number one issue, which is why that liberty-minded people are against the gun in the room. We're against threatening our neighbors. We want to allow our neighbors to live their lives how they want, as long as they aren't harming people. Whereas the conspiracy people tend to believe that the root of the problem is just bad people, and that if you excise the bad people from the government, then and put in good guys, then everything will be fine. Right. And I think that's one of the biggest problems.
For us, it's systemic, and the creation of the system entices people to begin to use this thing, not in any clandestine way, but just because that generally tends to be the force of gravitation once you've created
a government. It's a tool, and people are going to want to use tools to get what they want, and the government is a big, giant, powerful tool. If I could wield the government right now, I could get everything that I want as far as freedom and liberty and all that other stuff. However, there's another 300 million people in the United States that would like to be able to use
Now, that being said, I should say there are, and I don't know how you feel about this on the other end of the line on the phone, but there are conspiracies that are out there that have existed, and the only reason they're conspiracies is essentially not because the people are trying to hide them, it's just because they haven't gotten certain people to pay attention to them. For example, in the government education sphere, there has been a long-standing open conspiracy, if you can combine the two terms, to essentially dumb people down, to bring in whole language, look-say stuff rather than phonics, all of those types of things.
It's open in that they talk about it openly
in
their own papers.
They have notes of their meetings, but it's a
very
close...
The Federal Reserve is another example.
Federal Reserve is another example, and I do think, people who are involved with the IMF, they have a certain, and, the Bilderberger Society or whatever people look at, they have a certain worldview, and they don't hide that worldview.
No, they don't.
They're very open about the worldview.
So does that make it a conspiracy if they are open? Doesn't conspiracy have to happen in secret?
I don't know. I think you can conspire out in the open.
Agreeing to do something, really.
What's that?
I say it just has to be people agreeing to do something together. I mean, that's usually a function of it, is it's secret, but it doesn't have to be. And I think that really, you sort of accepting liberty, moving toward the sort of more market-based outlook is just sort of letting go of being sort of personally connected and like emotionally vested in the system. Because when people are, unwilling to do that, they say, oh, no, if they say government is bad, then since they're so involved with it, it makes them look bad too. And they get past that to say, I'm a big enough person to accept that I'm wrong and not be associated with that anymore.
Well, taken from that context, I would say probably the entire existence of government could be termed to be a conspiracy, where certain people know that they can get advantages from a mechanism that they create, which has the veneer of legality, the veneer of morality, the veneer of proper ethics, but in fact is the monopoly on the legal use of force. And your question bringing this up sort of springs to mind how I titled the website Liberty Conspiracy, because I thought it was ironic that you had to have a conspiracy for freedom. I don't think you needed to have a conspiracy for the growth of government. The growth of government, I think, relies upon people's desires to get something off of their neighbors and to tell their neighbors what to do. And they wouldn't do it if they had to face their neighbor. But if they have something that provides them this edifice of legality, they will do it.
Thanks, Andrew. Great call. Appreciate the topic. 800-259-9231. Dictionary definition of conspiracy does involve it being done in secret. Surreptitious plans, evil, unlawful, treacherous, surreptitious, formulated in secret by two or more persons. More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. So if you're admitting openly, but maybe covertly, I don't know. Let's talk a little more about the definition here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and one KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at gcnlive.com to order online now. Not yet available.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. And, by the way, those features include the updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever you go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates. freetalklive.com.
If you're remodeling your kitchen or bath, now you can purchase knobs and pulls at wholesale prices and support a business that supports Free Talk Live. Enter knobs.com. Save 10% on your order, already wholesale price, by using code FTL at checkout. That's innerknobs.com, InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs and pulls at innerknobs.com.
Continuing with your calls in a moment here, just a quick study of terminology, conspiracy. We were talking with a caller earlier about the conspiracy theorists out there, and what is a conspiracy? Well, is it a conspiracy if it's not done in secret? If they're writing books and publishing articles about what it is that they want to do? Not technically. I mean, at least if you're using the initial definitions of conspiracy, which would be an evil, unlawful, treacherous, or surreptitious plan formulated in secret by two or more persons or a combination of persons for a secret, unlawful, or evil purpose. So, you know, as you go on in the definition, it loosens up a little bit to include any concurrence in action, combination in bringing about a given result.
And based on the caller that we had prior to the commercial break, and I hope that I addressed at least part of what he had to say, because it was very substantive. He brought up the question of ideals versus institutions. And we, as people who believe in leaving our neighbor alone, as people who believe in individual liberty, why is it that we are often less inclined to buy into the conspiracy theories regarding government trying to do this or to do that? And of course, I believed in the primary definition of a conspiracy, which is that it has to be a secretive group. But in a way, you could do variations of that, because with that idea of ideals versus institutions, the institution of government allows people to do things innately that they don't have to conspire, because the institution itself acts as its own conspiracy in a way. And I know this is sort of an abstract notion, but what I mean is you don't have to have a group of people knowingly plotting to try to bring about this or that, because the institution itself will metastasize and grow. It becomes a secret. It is its own conspiracy in a way. It acts on human nature.
I mean, yeah, the government system is probably the greatest criminal scam ever known to mankind, and most people are completely oblivious to it. You know, people, they may realize some things that, you know, they might realize that there's a threat of violence behind the government, but they may not actually explicitly understand it or realize that it's necessarily a bad thing inherently. They may feel as though it's unfair that it's being directed at them, but they may not understand that it's inherent throughout the system and then it's wrong to do those things.
And I think you can have, in some cases, the growth of government growing and metastasizing, like I said, without any necessary conspiracy, but at the same time, you do have actors who are moving within those circles. For example, Hillary Clinton is a prime example, and other types of people. When you look at the constitutional parameters and what they want to do, and just today there's been released this audio that people have been talking about Barack Obama actually explicitly saying that he thought the Warren Court did not do enough to decouple the United States from the U.S. Constitution. Usually you'll get left-wingers not admitting that they want to toss aside the Constitution, the very entity that will give them their seats in power, even though I think it's a flawed document and I would rather have a society without even the Constitution in most respects. What I'm saying is that these guys, they know that if they were to tell the American people, no, we want to disregard the Constitution, they would be looked at as evildoers. And so instead they call it a living document. They say it has to be interpreted progressively and things like that.
Right.
They won't explicitly say it. So that itself is a conspiracy.
Well, again, according to the definitions, whenever something is done in secret, and, you know, how about obscured truth? I think that might be a better term, and I know we're going to talk to Sam from the Obscured Truth Network here. Yeah. In a little bit on the program. He actually went back to court today. We're going to get an update from him. But I think maybe obscured truth might apply better to a lot of the things that are going on out there. I mean, we had a guy call earlier about the whole corporate person theory, mm-hmm. and there's actually some evidence for that. But you have to really dig around. You really have to dig and learn things to sort of uncover that information. It's there. You know, same way with the schools that you were
right,
talking about, these
right.
The central planners or the Prussian system,
right,
people
right,
that
right.
are advocating these things. They advocate them within their own little circles, but the papers that they're advocating them in are public. You know, you can go and you can read their books and you can read their documents, but you have to go and dig
for
it.
You know,
so it's
that's
there.
An excellent point, Ian, and I think as time goes by, this phenomenon occurs in almost anything, and you know, whether it's people trying to aggrandize power to themselves or their friends or whatever. You look at the music world. When Green Day became huge, there's an alternative radio station
out of
Boston.
I knew this
would
be a punk rock reference.
Well, yeah, it's sort of strange. But it does remind me, there are all these formative bands. If you know the lineage of, you know, punk rock, mm-hmm. goes back to Iggy and the Stooges and the MC5 in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and Detroit. And a lot of people who came up and started to, you know, devote themselves to the sort of resurgence of punk in the 90s that came around, they were unaware of this. Now, as more and more time goes by, unless these guys are recognized and held up for the achievers that they were, the people who are the ones who are sort of running the music show or the people who are listening will say, oh, yeah, well, you know, the people, you know, the punk rockers are X, Y, and Z from the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
So that sort of thing happens a lot of times. You get writers, the same sort of thing. You know, H.P. Lovecraft, famous horror writer. A lot of people maybe 100 years from now might not remember H.P. Lovecraft, but he formed and he pushed along something that other people recognized, and then later it sort of becomes forgotten. I think you're right.
So
the obscure truth concept.
Lovecraft would be the obscure truth in that particular genre and that issue.
Yeah.
Whereas the theory about JFK's assassination may be more of a conspiracy theory because nobody is openly writing books saying, hey, I did it, you know, or openly admitting to what actually went on there. Though I think wasn't there some sort of news about somebody on a deathbed releasing some information there?
Not too long ago, yeah.
Yeah, but I don't really remember details.
Please, there are bumper stickers out there that say Cthulhu in 08, why settle for a lesser evil? I mean, it's out there, people.
All right. We continue with your phone calls. Bring up what you want. It is...
know who Lovecraft is for that joke.
Unruly Adam is on the line in California. You are on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Are any of you worried about people infiltrating the Free State Project?
Oh, I imagine it's already happened.
What are they going to do when they get here?
I don't. How libertarian do you have to be invited?
Well, I believe there's no invitation. You can invite yourself by going to freestateproject.org and signing up. And I don't have the statement of intent in front of me, but to paraphrase it, I believe that you have to sign something that says you believe the maximum role of government is the protection of life, liberty, and property or happiness, one or the other. And so you can be a minarchist, you can be a small government kind of person, and you would be qualified for the Free State Project.
So. Would you personally welcome somebody that thought that all drugs should be legalized except for heroin?
I personally would not welcome somebody like that, no. But I'm not in charge of the Free State Project, so it really wouldn't matter what my opinion is.
Well, I think that person probably has a little bit of room to grow.
Yeah, I would talk to the person.
But you're not going to welcome them? How are you going to talk to them if you don't welcome them?
I don't know.
You're just a jerk. You're an iconoclast.
Manless, you're a jerk.
Are you talking about if somebody would be advocating throwing heroin users in jail, or if that just happened to be their belief?
No, I'm talking about somebody that goes by what the government says today and wants to keep it going for heroin, that one thing, or somebody that wants to.
If somebody's an advocate, an open advocate of government coercion, I cannot welcome someone like that.
Look, if that person has managed to take the step on cocaine, that person has managed to take the step on all the other drugs out there, all the big ones, then I can't see any reason why they wouldn't take the step on heroin.
Well, it's a pretty ludicrous question. I agree with that part. But, if they're out
but
there...
But you're not going to welcome them.
If they're rattling the saber for government control of people's lives, there's no way I could possibly welcome somebody like that. That's just my personal...
Why? How do I get in here every day?
You're not advocating throwing anybody in prison cells, Mark.
All I'm saying is that we should have, have cops and roads handled by the government. I mean...
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. Thank you for the call, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But you're not out agitating for those things. You're not out calling for government control of people's lives. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Supervita Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Supervita Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with a challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game. And if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Gar.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and you'd like to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. And I'd like to point out that we had a little bug fix with the Amazon link recently, thanks to Daniel. I believe he's over there in Sweden. He did a little code tweaking for us, because what was happening for him was, as he was living in Sweden, or is, when he was going to amazon.freetalklive.com, it wasn't redirecting him appropriately to the correct website. You see, what I mean by that is we have accounts with various different Amazons across the world. We have Amazon US, of course. We've got Amazon UK. We've got Amazon Canadian. And we've got Amazon Germany. And so if you're not in one of, or if you're in one of those countries and you type in amazon.freetalklive.com, it should take you to the correct website. If you're outside of one of those countries, what was supposed to happen was that it would take you to a selection page where you would be. So if you're in Sweden and you go to amazon.freetalklive.com, it should show you four different flags of those four different countries, and you could choose for yourself which one of those you wanted to go and order from. And so that bug has been fixed, so now everybody who's not in one of those countries should be sent to the selection page to make things a little easier for them.
Nice.
So once again, amazon.freetalklive.com. If you enter Amazon through that link, Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. And so really appreciate everybody that shops through amazon.freetalklive.com. You know, Mark, I want to clarify something from what we were just talking about. We had Unruly Adam from California ask a pretty absurd question. The idea was, if somebody has accepted legalizing all drugs except heroin, would I welcome them into the Free State Project? And you made a good point, Mark, and I clarified with a question to Adam, and I said, well, would this person be agitating, you know, openly agitating for enforcing that particular set of rules? Because if they're agitating for it, then I've got a real problem with that. I definitely wouldn't welcome somebody like that. Yeah. However, I would also say that if they were somebody, I would say that if they were agitating for government coercion, government control, I'm not going to welcome them. I know that there are some people in the Free State Project, the minarchist, small government types that'll open their arms up to, you know, pretty much anybody that's for smaller government. And I think that's fine. And those are the people that tend to inhabit the Free State Project forums and things like that. So, you know, that wouldn't be a problem. But if you're agitating for controlling people's lives, I won't welcome you. I can't stop you from joining and coming here, but I'm not going to welcome you.
I didn't hear him say the part about agitating, and this is where the situation gets very, very ludicrous, where you're talking about a person who believes that all illegal drugs currently should be re-legalized except for heroin. But they're going out and holding signs and going to public meetings, and they're saying heroin should not be re-legalized like all the other drugs. And this is that's a strange individual. Do you understand?
But you know, the example of it actually rings true in real experience here in New Hampshire, where I have a friend who is a evangelical Christian. She's in favor, and for many years in the state of New Hampshire, the closest allies you were going to get, other than the members of the Libertarian Party here, were probably the evangelical Christians who were either homeschooling or whatever. They were in favor of at least local control, devolving government, and at least supporting the U.S. Constitution,
right,
which, you know, would go far enough to a certain point for me in devolving the size of government. But a lot of times what ended up happening was I would start to notice that one issue would crop up, gay marriage.
Mm.
And it was always gay marriage, always gay marriage, always gay marriage. Turns out this woman was getting funded from a national organization that where she would make more money to try to lobby to amend the state constitution in New Hampshire to make it so that only a man and woman could legally marry.
So on one hand, she's doing activism for smaller government, but on the other hand, she wants her one government program to get larger and more intrusive in people's
right.
lives.
I'm glad you brought that down to earth. And it was one of those things where it became very uncomfortable for me to be able to maybe go to any of her events. And she's a friend of mine, so I'm thinking to myself, well, it's a $70 dinner. And this is more on the monetary side of her organization, but just freely associating with someone. You know, you can try to convince this person, you can try to work with her. I've had her on the radio show many times, and it always ends up in an argument, and she gets upset and stomps off later on. So it's one of those deals. It's very difficult, and you do run into these situations sometimes. You say, well, you know, is it worth my time trying to pull this person into the fold, working where we agree and saying, you know, we'll agree to disagree where we don't, where this person is rabidly working to get the state further involved in this particular issue.
I know for a fact.
So they're working on one. She gives lip service to freedom, but she's actually working against it.
Yeah, that was
in one
those,
area.
That was in one area. Yeah. And,
well, I'm just trying to figure this out.
But
it seems very odd, but I guess you're right.
In the past, she had done a lot of other good things to try to get the state out of local governments and things like that.
I think it's a perfect example to make what Adam was talking about more realistic. I think his perspective was, his suggestion was unreal. That's
unlikely there's somebody who had a friend or family member who died from heroin. It was a good enough suggestion
that he could, that Gardner could place it into real life.
Right. So would I welcome somebody like that? I would not welcome them. I like the idea of trying to persuade them. I think that's fine. You know, hey, you know, try to explain to them why liberty is beneficial and why if you want to have liberty, you have to allow others to live their lives in ways that you might otherwise morally disagree with. And that's why I always qualify whenever I invite somebody to check out the Free State Project. I always say, if you believe in liberty, and by that I mean, you know, allowing your neighbors to live their lives how they want. Because if you don't believe in that, I don't want to be helpful to you. I really don't. I mean, if I was more of the political kind of person, like maybe a dentist or somebody else in the state who's active in politics, then that's where you have to really, you know, you have to hold your nose and join forces with people that you wouldn't otherwise want to be associated with in order to get something else done over here. So the political people might hold their nose and join forces with a woman like that in order order to loosen homeschooling restrictions, but then work against her when she's advocating for more restrictions on
That's the nice thing about civil disobedience, market-based activism, is you don't have to worry about practicality.
Yeah, exactly.
It's serving lessons.
On voting day, I'll be voting for a guy who's a, going for state rep. He's going to be one of the 400 state reps here locally, and I'm not going to probably, I may not even vote on the national level at all. But I'm going to vote for this guy, and he appears to be pretty darn good constitutional type until it comes to a couple of big Christian-type issues, abortion, gay marriage, things like that. And I'm not saying that gay civil unions are the law in this state, and abortions are the law in this state. I'm not looking to get those things repealed or turned over or anything like that. I bet he is. However, since he's pretty good on a lot of issues, I'm going to give him my vote. So, I'll usually take somebody who's over 80%. But in the case of Sununu, who's a state, national senator, he's probably over 80%. However, his 20% really, really stinks. He's been for the FISA spying bill, these foreign wars, Iraq and Afghanistan, and not to mention the bailout for the rich bankers.
That's so true. You have to wait to certain issues, I think, when you're associating with people. And it's I think easier for us in conversations where Mark is a minimalist, a libertarian, and you're an anarchist, a free marketeer, I'm a free marketeer. We're in conversation where we know that maybe someone is not openly avowing his support for somebody, or someone is not entering the political sphere for election, then it's a little easier for us to talk about this, try to convince each other and make friends and say, maybe I can convince you of the validity of my argument. When I meet someone who's running for office, that clicks off a mechanism for me where immediately, if they are in favor of something, I will look at them as an enemy. If they are supporting someone, if they're supporting the growth of government in many ways, they're an enemy. They're an enemy of freedom. They support that which is evil.
Right.
And I can give a whole bunch of rationales between the good and the evil. But if you're thinking that that which supports human productivity and a standard of living that increases as good, and that which is destructive to it as evil, then I will oppose evil. So those people are immediately off my list. Then you have the people who support them, openly supporting them. And if I cannot talk to them, if I recognize that they're rabidly in favor of these sorts of things, forget it, they're off my list. I just cannot associate with them.
Right, with so many people in our lives. We can only be friends with so many people, and I think that's the whole idea to welcoming somebody. I can't welcome somebody that's advocating for coercion. I can't welcome somebody that's advocating to hurt people that would otherwise be my friends. As an example, if somebody wanted to come out and live here in Keene, and we were to find out that, and Keene is populated mostly by outside the system market-based activists, as far as the activists that have moved here for the Free State Project.
Right.
I don't mean the general population. I don't mean the general population. I just mean the free staters that have come here. But if somebody shows up and they are obviously, they obviously hate gay people and are very intolerant of somebody with a different moral set as theirs, I don't want to hang out with that person. I don't want to be associated with that person. I don't want to welcome that person to the area. I don't want to be around that person. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. That's ostracism, baby, and I'm all for it.
Yeah, I'm in favor, too.
I do have
exceptions. It's tough when you're going to a punk club to hang out with people who musically like the same things you do, or movies, whatever. Sometimes there are exceptions.
More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. More with we're going to bring Sam on from the Obscure Truth Network.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com. Wake